We got to the bottom of Vav and Beis, right before the Nusach of the Bracha, when it begins to rain, what Nusach does one say? So this is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines in the bottom of Vav and Beis. The Mara asks, "My Mevarach, what's the Nusach of the Bracha? When it rains, so Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Modim Anachnu L'cha Hashem Elokeinu, Al Kol Tipa V'Tipa, Sh'Arad Tav Lanu." That's the Nusach of the Bracha of Rav Yehuda. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for every drop that he brings down. Rabbi Yochanan Mesayim Ba'achi, he concludes the bracha as follows: Ilu Filu Mali Shira Kayam L'Shenu Rina Kamon Galav V'Chulei Ad Kiel Yazvenu Rachmecha Hashem Elokeinu V'lo Azvunu Baruch Rov HaHodos. Rov HaHodos V'lo Kol HaHodos. The Gemara challenges only most HaHodos, but not all HaHodos. We thank Hashem for everything. So Amar Rava, Ema Kiel HaHodos. That's how you should conclude the bracha. That's the Chasimus HaBracha. So Amar Rapapa, therefore concludes Hilchach Nimrinhu L'Tervayu, therefore say both them, Kel Hodos, V'Rov Hodos. So those of you who were at my seam early in the year, there's a famous, not famous, but a story of Yasha said that there are 10 places in Shas where the Rapapa's Machria on the Din. There's a Machokas Amaram, and he comes and Rapapa says, let's do both them. With the same discussion, and that's why Rapapa's in the seam of Masechet, it says Rapapa's 10 sons, because there are 10 places in Shas where he's Machria the Din. And when Yasha once said this, he said this before after he made a Sima Shas, so someone there in the crowd challenged Rav Yashiv, but he didn't want to ask challenge Rav Yashiv himself, so he asked Rav Chaim Kanievsky, his son-in-law, and said, there are actually 9 places. I checked up on a computer, only 9 places. Mm-hmm. Rav Chaim laughed and says, you think the computer's smarter than Rav Yashiv? So there's a Gemara in Brachos that, in the context of talking about the Nusach of Birchas HaTorah, it says someone other than Rav Papa, but the Kiva Eger on the side says it's supposed to be Rav Papa who says the answer, so therefore that's the 10th spot where Rav Papa says you're supposed to say all 3 brachas for Birchas HaTorah. So there really are 10 places where Rav Papa says he's Machri the Din to say like both opinions. Okay, so that's the Nusach when it comes to the seeing rain, or getting rain. Now Gemara is going to go on for the next blot. They're discussing various understandings of what the greatness, the godless of the Yom HaGshamim is. So Gemara and Tap,
yeah. Sorry, this is a bracha additional to what we say normally on. This is additional to the Tal Matar and Mashiva Ruach, right?
This is exactly when the rain actually comes. That was a request. Saint Tal Matar is a request. This is a response. A hodah to Hashem when there actually rains.
We hold over to this?
I don't know, and it's brought down halacha. Whether people do it, maybe in Eretz Yisrael they do it. It's brought down here in the Shulchan. It looks like the Shulchan Aruch is brought down. I don't know the details of it though. Do we say it nowadays b'shem malchus? I don't know. Okay. So Gemara now on top of Zayin Amun Aleph says Amar Rabbi Abohu, Gadol Yom HaGshamim B'Tchias HaMesim. The day it rained is greater than Tchias HaMesim. Zilu Tchias HaMesim with respect to Tchias HaMesim L'Tzadikim. It only applies to tzaddikim. Vilu gishamim bein tzaddikim bein l'sham. Only tzaddikim get to be brought back to life, but rain happens to everyone. Even in Russia, reaps the benefits of gishamim. Upligi der Yosef. Rav Yosef, however, argues that the Amar of Yosef mitoch shehish shekulo tchias hamesim. Since rain is not greater than, but rain is equal to tchias hamesim, kavao b'tchias hamesim therefore is placed in the second bracha of Shemona Esrei of tchias hamesim. So a few interesting things here. You look at Rashi, 4 lines from the top. It's not a bold Rashi, but it's right after a colon. It says, Rishay, who's Risham refer to? Pasha is all Risham, including Jewish Risham. Says Rashi, Rishay ovde kochavim einan chayim. Risham of goyim don't come back to life, but Risham of Jews do come back to life.
And normal goyim do come
back. And also tzaddikim of goyim also come back to life. That's the mashmalos of this Rashi.
What about normal people?
Who's a Beinonim? You all of the Tanya. The Beinoni. Who's a Beinoni? That's a good question. What about Beinonim? So I'm not sure how to categorize Beinonim. I would imagine they'd be categorized as Tzaddikim in this regard. At the end of the day, they probably won't be a Beinoni. It's either Tzaddik or Rasha. In the end, your decision, where are you going to be placed? You're either Tzaddik or you're a Rasha. So that's what comes out of Rashi. But if you look at the Hagos Bach, he changes the Girsa. He takes out the words Rishay Ovdecham and he writes just Stam Rishayim, which implies that, no, even Jewish Risham do not get Tchias Mesim, and you can't learn anything whether Goyim get Tchias Mesim or not. He doesn't talk about Goyim at all. So that comes out of Rashi, interestingly. Now, also, why is Yom HaGshamim considered equal to Tchias Mesim? So Rashi writes, Pligi der Rav Yosef, And this is the first narrow line in Rashi. De'ihu amar k'tchias ha-meisim v'lo yoser, she'ba chayim b'nei adam she'tfug de'labal. What's the connection of rain to t'chias ha-meisim? Because when people are dying or hungry or dying, the rain helps bring food to bring them back to life. So t'chias ha-meisim brings back people who are really dead back to life. The Ritva explains, you know what's pshat? We put these dead seeds, not dead, but these seeds that are nothing in the ground, and the rain brings life to the rain, to the seeds, so to t'chias ha-meisim brings life. So it's either referring to the seeds that come back to life, or to the individuals who are eating the food. Either way, that's why we put it in t'chias ha-meisim. Then the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yehuda, Gadol Yom HaGshamim, Ki Yom Shenisna BaTorah. The day it rained is like the day we received the Torah, Shenemar Yarof Kamatar Lakchi. Ein lekach el Torah. This pasuk refers to Torah. Shenemar ki lekach tov nasati lachem torasi atazavu. So lekach means Torah, and we're comparing Torah to matar. Yarov kimata lekchi, like the rain of the. I'm not exactly sure how to teach whenever it comes to poetic psukim. I'm not really sure how to read it so well, but kimata lekchi, we're comparing rain to the lekach, which is referring to Torah. Rava says further. Rava Amar Yosem Yom Shenisna BaTorah. It's greater than the day we received the Torah. Why? Shenemar Yarf Kamater Lekhi. That Min Lis Nitla Mibi. Which depends on which one? Have the Omer Katan Nitla Bagadol. The lower ones depend on the higher one. And we're saying Lekhi is Kimatar. Torah is like rain. Rain is the given. Rain is the great day. Torah is like rain. We're saying Katan is Tol on the Gadol. Just like we say Yom Kippurim. That. Yom Kippur, Purim is greater than Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is only like Purim. So too, Torah is only like rain, but not actually as good as rain. That's Rava's Diyuk. Okay. What?
Says another.
Yeah, what do you say? In the Gemara?
Well, in the Purushim, the Harut. Gshamim mu'ilim ben tzadikim uven rishayim. The Gshamim like the tzadikim. It's good for tzadikim. Good for Rishayim. Vilo Torah eina mu'ila ela letzadikim. Meaning, for a disadvantage compared to the Geshem. Geshem is for everybody, Torah is for tzadikim. So it's greater than Torah.
That's why rain is greater than Torah. That's pshat. Okay. Then Rava says, Amar Yosem Yom, I read that one already, okay. Next, Rava, Rami Ksiv. Rava had he found the contradiction between two different psukim. One pasuk said, Yarov Kamata Lekhi. It's compared to rain. Uksiv tizak katal mimrasi. And another pasuk refers to Torah flowing like tal.
It's the end of that pasuk.
Okay, the very same pasuk.
This is hazin.
Yeah. So, is the Torah like matar or is the Torah like tal? Amarti im talmud chacham hagun hu kital. If he's an appropriate, a good, well-established talmud chacham, so then he's like do. Vim lav orfeu kamata. Then he should be orfeu. Rashi is Lashon Hargehu, killing him, like Arifas HaEgla, the Egla. When it comes to someone, the person who is found dead between two cities, you do Arifas HaEgla, so therefore you break the neck, Arfo is kill it. So if it's like, if he's a good Tanu Chacham Hagon, it's like Tal, which is a good, it's Bracha, it's always good, it comes nice and Benachas. But if he's not Hagon, then we kill him like rain. Rain comes down strong and aggressively, violently, and therefore we would kill him like Kamatar. Yeah, I think more. Yeah.
Arif comes from Arifa, from Egla Rufa.
Yeah.
Right.
So that's
okay. I think where it says Tanya, how your Rebbe Bena Omer, Kol Osek B'Torah Shel Lishma. Anybody who learns Torah Lishma, Taraso Nasis Lo Samachaim. The Torah becomes a good cure, medicine for him. Shenemar Eitz Chaim Hil Machzikim Ba. This Torah is Eitz Chaim. It's a place of life for those who are Machzikim. Vomer refus te lasharcha, vomer kimotzi matzachayim. So through all these psukim, we see that all these psukim in Mishlei, that it's a refua. It's a refua, the person who learns Torah is a refua. V'chal osik b'tar shalolishma nasal samamelvis. Then it becomes a poison to the person. Shenemar yarof kimata leki, v'en arif el hariga, shenemar va'arfu sham esa egla b'nachal. But as you said, egla rufa, you see from here that lashon arifa is a hariga. So if it becomes a poison, a person who does not learn it, Lishma. What does Lishma mean? So you look at Rashi a little bit higher up than where we are in the Gemara. Rashi says Lishma is Mishum Kasher Tzivanu Hashem Elokai V'lo Kedei Lahakru Likaros Rebbe. I'm learning because Hashem told me to learn, and I'm not learning because I want to be called a Rebbe. It's because Hashem told me to, and that's Lishma. So you look at Tosos here, look at Tosos, a couple of Tosos on the page here, a few, look at the top one for a second. V'chol osik b'torah shelo lishma, terasa nasid l'sam ha'chaim, hamavis rather. Somebody who learns shelo lishma, the Torah becomes a poison, very dangerous for them. V'kasha, v'alo aminan li'olam yasuk adam b'torah, afagav she'ina lishma, shemitoch shelo lishma b'lishma. What do you mean? The Gemara in Pesachim tells us, and elsewhere as well, you're supposed to learn shelo lishma, because that's going to lead lishma. And here we're saying, never learn shelo lishma, because that's going to be a poison for you, it's going to cause you to die. There are two types of shalolishmas. When the Gemara Pesachim tells us that you're supposed to learn even shalolishma because that leads to lishma, that's a type of shalolishma that a person does it for his own honor. Okay, it's bad, but not so bad. That we could tolerate. But what's talking about here in the Gemara, kol osik b'torah shalolishma nasal samamavis. He does it to attack people, to start fights, to debate people. So it's different than Rashi. Rashi says the Gemara here is referring to be called a Rebbe. Tosfos says, no, to be called a Rebbe is bad, it's not so bad, because that could actually lead to something good. When a person learned it simply to be able to debate, or for intellectual pursuit, to have the challenge, that's really a bad thing, that's going to be considered Sam HaMavis. Okay, back to the Gemara now. Says the Gemara, Amar Lei Rebbe Yirmiyah. It's a few narrow lines. I'm going to Rabbi Yirmiyah, Rabbi Zeira. Lisi Mar, listen, come, he said to Rabbi Zeira, come over here and teach me something. So I'm going to he said, I'm very, very weak. Lo yachilna, I can't. So Lema Mar Milsa Degata, so say something in the Degata, something a little bit. It's not so hard to say. So I'm going to okay, I'll say something I heard. So Hachi Amir Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan once said, my dech, so what does the pasuk mean when it says ki ha'adam eitz hasadeh? That man is a tree in the field. I mean, man's a tree in the field. Ki ha'adam eitz hasadeh? Who is a man really a tree that's found in the field? That's certainly not the case. Ella mishum dechsev, because the pasuk says ki mimenu sochal ve'osa lo sichras. Pasuk, I think it's in Kisete, tells us that the person should not cut down a fruit tree because that's what you're actually going to need to rely on when you're fighting in war. So if you cut down the fruit trees, you have nothing left to eat. So don't cut down the fruit trees. Baltashchus. That's the source of baltashchus, and we apply this to all other cases. It's a real issue derisa to cut down trees. V'chsiv oso tashchis v'charata. The pasuk elsewhere says that very same pasuk that if you see a tree, then if it's not an eitz meichel, if it's not a fruit tree, then you can cut it down. So what's the difference whether you could cut it down or not cut it down? So he said this relates to once we have the concept of adam eitz hasada. This is referring to an adam. This tree that we're referring to in the pasuk literally refers to a pasuk, but we also take it to mean referring to a person. Ketzad. Im Talmud Chacham Hagun Hu, if he's inappropriate, whatever that means right now, a good Talmud Chacham, so mimenu sochav, also lo suchatz, you should eat from his fruit, from his teachings, and don't cut him down. Vim lav, if he's not a Talmud Chacham Hagun, then also, tashish, you should cut him down, v'charata, and cut him, destroy him, and get rid of him. Okay. Okay, so look at Tosus now. The second Tosus, Im Tamil Chacham Hagun Mimenu Sochal. If he's an appropriate Tamil Chacham, you should learn from him. Perish, Tosus writes, Lamed Lefanov, learn in front of him. Ve'osa lo sichras, kulamar lo sefarid mimenu. Don't separate from him. Rather, Leilech Lefnei Rav Acher. Don't separate to go in front of another Rebbe. Stick with him. Vim Lav, if he's not Hagun. Lo Salmed Lefanov, don't learn from him. Behadda Aminam, Dilomdim Mitamil Chacham. That which we say in general, a person can learn from a Talmud Chacham, af pish eino hagun, Rabbi Meir shayah lomer lefnei Acher. Rabbi Meir learned from Acher, even after Acher went off the derech, Rabbi Meir still learned from him, as we learn from Pesachas Chagiga. So how come we're saying in the Gemara here that you can't learn from a Talmud Chacham, sheino hagun, but Rabbi Meir did learn from a Talmud Chacham, sheino hagun? Says the Gemara itself in Chagiga, hainu dafka Talmud Chacham, yachal lumo lefanav lefish lo yomar bimasav. But meino Talmud Chacham, eino rasha lumo lefanav. A Talmud Chacham himself can learn from a Talmud Chacham Einu Hagun, because he knows when to separate the good from the bad. But a person who has not yet established himself as a Talmud Chacham, he cannot learn from a Talmud Chacham Einu Hagun, because he won't know how to distinguish what's good, what's not good. So therefore we say, don't learn from a Talmud Chacham Einu Hagun. Now, how do we define what's a Hagun, what's not Hagun? Not so clear.
That's why I'm still here. What? That's why I'm still here.
Okay. Says Gemara further. We are now the first medium wide line down in Gemara. He's got ways to go. Okay, Amar Rabbi Chama. Chanina. What does the pasuk mean when it says Barzel veVarzel Yachad? This is a pasuk that's found in Yirmiyah. No, rather in Mishle. That Barzel veVarzel Yachad, the metal from the metal gets sharp. Lo Melcha, Ma Barzel ze Echad Bechadet Es Chavero. Just like Barzel sharpens, you need one metal to sharpen another metal. Af Shnei Tamid Chachamim Mechadem Zedze Behalacha. So two Tamid Chachamim who learn together are sharpening each other in learning. Amar Rabba Bar Chana, Lama Nimshla Divrei Torah Keish. Why does the pasuk compare Torah to fire? Shinemar, as it tells us in the pasuk, Halo Kol Divrei Keish Nu Hashem. We saw this pasuk also earlier in the Masechta. So how is the Torah compared to fire? Loma Lacha Ma Ish Eino Dolak Yichidi Af Divrei Torah Eino Miskayim Vichidi. Just like fire can't last on its own, one piece of wood, you need two pieces of wood or two stones to strike. One wood, one stone won't really help. So too, Talmud Chacham is not going to be so successful on his own. We saw the Gemara earlier that said this pasuk taught us that a Torah makes a person like fire, therefore gets a lot of anger. That when you see a Talmud Chacham with a lot of anger in him and kas, that because the Torah is inside of him, he has to really struggle, work hard to maintain that and refrain from showing it, that kas. But here the Gemara takes it a different way, that no, the Eish can't learn, doesn't last on its own, you need a partner. So the Gemara says, what does it mean? Rishonim Nachorim ask, doesn't the mission of us tell us that afilu echad shalomad b'Torah shechina shuru b'hem? So how come the Gemara says here a person shouldn't learn by himself? The Gemara says, no, if there's other chavrusas, other people to learn with, then you have to learn with others. The mission of us is talking about if there's no one else for you to learn with, then better for you to learn by yourself than to learn alone. Others say that really... others suggest that no, nowadays it's different. It's different when you have svarim. There's the mission of us tells us, asei lecha rav, make yourself a Rebbe. Pasha says, make yourself a Rebbe, a person.
I'm scared to get cold.
Rashi writes, what does it mean svarim? What does it mean rav? Rashi writes, rav means svarim. Svarim can serve to be your Rebbe. So when it's referring to learning by yourself, it means really mamish on yourself. But nowadays that we have svarim, so you're never learning on your own.
Maybe we should shut it. That's it.
You can turn it off.
If
it gets warmer, we can put it back on. Okay. Fine. So after the Gemara establishing that just like fire, ain't no delach yichidi. After the Torah, ain't miskaimen bichidi. Torah does not stick with someone learning by himself. The Hainu, the Amar Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina. This is what Rabbi Yosi would say. My dechsi. What does the pasuk mean? Cherev el abadim v'nualu. The sword and the sword against the sword. The sword on its own, I think. It makes you nualu. Makes you stupider, I think. Okay, so Gemara explains, Cherev al sonim shel Talmid Chachamim, there's a sword, meaning the death penalty, goes out to the enemies of Talmid Chachamim, meaning Talmid Chachamim she'uskim bad bebad b'Torah, if they learn on their own. That's what Shana the Pasuk means. When a person learns bad on his own, he gets cherev, he gets saif, he gets killed.
Nice. Or badim, or budadim. Oh, nice.
Lo, not only that, El Shematapshin also makes a person stupider when he learns on his own. Shanem Marv Noalu. What does it mean, Noalu? Noalu is a lashon of, I guess, tipshus.
Ivlim,
okay. Lo, El Shechotin also causes a person to sin. So we see from this gzer shav that means that you only yosef sin on top of that. So you have the cherev, the kash brachot tells you you're going to get killed, and it's going to cause you to get stupider, and it's going to cause you to sin. Vibay seima, another source for no'alu, vibay seima mehacha, no'alu, sorry, tzion, the gomer of his es mitzrayim, that pasuk also indicates no'alu is a lashon of sinning. I think Bar Amar of Nachman Bar Yitzchak Lama Nimshlat Tivrei Torah Ke'etz. Why do we find that the Torah is compared to wood, to tree? Shenemar Eitz Chaim Hil Machasikim Bo. What's the connection of Torah to Eitz? Lo Malacha to teach you Ma Eitz Katan Malik Is Agadol Af Tamid Chachamim Ketanim Mechadim Segadolim. Just like a small piece of wood, a small match lights a massive, piece of logs and wood for a bonfire. All you need is a small little match. So too, younger or smaller, lesser Talmid Chachamim sharpen the greater Talmid Chachamim. Behind the Dama Rabbi Chanina would say, the Gemara found the brachos as well, Harbe lamati mirabosai, I learned much from my Rebbe. Umichaveri yosemi mirabosai, I learned more even from my chavrusa, my friends. Umitamida yosemi kulan, I learned more from my tamidim. It's actually once an interesting video I saw, maybe you saw this a while ago, when all the MP3 players were coming out in recorders. So Rebbe's giving a shir and comes in class and everyone puts down their recorders and like this MP3 and that MP3 and like filled with all these recorders. He looks around the room, everybody leaves because everyone's listening to the recorder. So Rebbe takes out his own recorder, puts it down, presses play, and he walks out. And the video finished off showing me Tamidim Yosef Mikul. I learned most from my Tamidim that they for the video, the recorder, he did the same thing.
Oh, where's the Marsha?
Marsha? In the back of the Gemara.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, at the back. Then the Gemara says, Rabbi Hanina bar Papa, Rami Ksiv, he found the steer in Psukim. One pasuk says, Lekras Samei Hasayu Mayim, that you should, the water is going to come and greet you. A person who's thirsty for water, which here means Torah, the Mayim is in the Lekras going to come and meet you. Uksiv Havei Kol Samei Lechul Mayim. Another pasuk tells me, anyone who's thirsty for Torah should go seek out the water, should go seek the Torah. So is the Torah coming to you, or are you coming to the Torah? So Gemara explains, Im Tamad Hagun Hu, Likras Tamei Hasumayim. If he's an appropriate Tamil Chacham, he's worthy, the Torah is going to come to him. Velo, if not, have called Tamei the Chulmayim, then you have to go seek out the Torah on your own. Rabbi Hanina Bar Chama, Rami Ksiv, he writes, he has another steer in Pesukim that he found. One pasuk says, Yifutu Menosecha Chutza, the spring of Torah is going to disperse outwards. Uksiv Yehulacha Levadecha, another pasuk says it's going to be for you privately. So is Torah meant to be public or is it meant to be for an individual? So Gemara explains, Im Taman Hagun Hu Yafutsu Menosecha Chutza, if he's got an appropriate Taman Chacham, his Torah is going to spread. Vim lav Yehulacha Levadecha, it's going to be for yourself. He won't have the opportunity, I guess, to teach it, to go out and teach Barabim. Rashi explained a little bit differently than what I was just suggesting. Rashi says, Yafutu Menosecha Chutza, Im Hagun Hu Amur Lo Sisrei Torah. Then you're allowed to tell him Sisrei Torah. Vimlav, you shouldn't tell him. So I'm not sure how you connect this to Sisrei Torah or not, but somehow before teaching over this Sisrei Torah, then you have to make sure the person's a Talmud Hagun. B'chanina bar Idi lama nimshla divrei Torah l'mayim. Why is Torah compared to water? As the pasuk teaches us, tichsev have a kol tamei l'chul l'mayim. L'malacha to teach you ma mayim manichem makom gavoh v'luchem makom namoch. Just like the water does not stay at the top of mountains, rather it goes down to valleys. Af divrei Torah ein miskayim ela b'misha dai teshvela. So to Torah only is going to be miskayim in a person who is also low, is humble, is shaddai teshvela, just like the water.
Tanya said different.
Yeah.
Tanya said ma mayim. Same mayim that come from the mountain to the valley, same exact mayim, the Torah itself, same Torah that was in Machshava with Kadosh Baruch Hu, is down here. Mm-hmm. That's why I'm shalem mayim. Same.
Interesting. Must be a medrash like that also.
Huh?
Must be a medrash like that also. Imagine there are a number of reasons why.
Yeah.
Okay. So an additional reason, because Torah also comes down. So the Torah itself comes down.
Same Torah. Same, the water that was on the mountain didn't change in any way because it went from high to low. It's the same thing. So you want, that's why the same exact Torah.
Okay, then the Gemara says, not only is Torah compared to water, but there are other liquids as well. Says the Gemara of Amar Rabbi Yoshaya, Lama Nimshal Divrei Torah L'Shlosh Mashkim Halalu. Why is Torah compared to these three liquids? B'mayim, V'ayim, V'yayin, V'cholav, water, wine, and milk. D'chsiv, and what are the psukim that support this? Have you called Tamei L'chul L'mayim? So you see from these two psukim that Torah is compared to water, wine, and milk. Why these three liquids? So Gemara explains, to teach you, just like these three liquids only really stay well if they are in very low type of kalim, not the best material, not gold or silver, rather in earthenware, or plastic, if you will. So too, after the Torah ain't miskayim el b'misha dai teshvela. So too, the Torah only is able to stay well in a person who's dai teshvela, also is very lowly and simple and humble. They also point out that these three liquids that are mentioned here in the Pesukim are compared to the Shlosh Regalim as well. We have Mayim is connected Sukkis, and Yayin is connected Pesach, and Chalav is connected Shuas. And there's a strong connection between these two, water, wine, and milk. What these represent, which aspects of Torah do these three liquids represent?
I think that water.
If water spoils,
water doesn't really
right,
spoil.
And therefore,
so why did it say that it would get spoiled? In
Are you saying, I understand wine and milk, those things spoil.
Sure, uh-huh. Spoil.
Saying water.
Water is water, I mean.
It's another drasha.
Yeah, I don't know.
Why to let him spoil wine? Because water doesn't spoil. Torah doesn't spoil.
All right.
Yeah, I don't know. Does water not last as well if you put it in silver? And my Sukkot says not, but
silver,
I'm not sure.
Silver ruins everything because silver, yeah,
right,
corrupts.
So maybe that's shot.
Then every liquid, why right. Just...
And you could say the same thing also before. Just like water doesn't stay at the top of the mountain, it goes down. Well, any liquid, no liquid's going to stay at the top of the mountain.
No, let's say if you put grape juice, it's the same, but that's wine. If you put orange juice, it'll spoil also. If you put...
What do you mean?
I think it's saying these three things, but anything that's liquid would spoil in silver, probably.
Silver, glass, everything.
Well, water in glass...
Water, no, but in silver, the water itself doesn't ruin. The silver itself makes the water ruin.
Correct.
Because it's...
Yeah,
it's the sheer zeh.
But Ricky's saying, but any...
It's becoming yellowish and whatever.
But any liquid is going to get tarnished from... any liquid tarnishes the silver, not the liquid. But the liquid is going to get ruined from any...
But why it's specifically history? Anything that you put in there is going
to get that. Water not.
What?
Water not.
But it includes water.
It does, okay. But that's the question. Why water? Does it
okay.
Any other liquid, yeah, wine, right. Orange juice, halav, whatever, but water will not ruin it.
Okay. It's fine. So the Gemara says, again, not sure exactly the Matzias, but these three liquids are unique, according to the Gemara, that they will only be able to last in pach shebekelim, which means in simple, humble individuals. Kedamrilei barta the kesar le Rabbi Yishuv ben Chananya. Once the daughter of the kesar said to Rabbi Yishuv ben Chananya, "I chachma mefura bechli mechuar. What such beautiful chachma you have in such an ugly kli?" Rabbi Yishuv ben Chananya. Rabbi Yishuv ben Chananya apparently, according to her likings, was not very attractive. So Amala Avicha Rami Yuchamer b'Bani Pachta. So Rabbi Yishuv ben Chananya says to her, "Your father puts wine in also like these wooden barrels, nothing so chashiv or earthen or whatever he used to keep the wine in, but nothing so important. Wine is considered, of course, chashiv. So Amrulei ela b'mayit nirma. So what should I put the wine in if not these barrels? Amrulei asin de chashvisa rami b'mani dehava v'kasva. So you're so chashiv, you should put them in gold and silver barrels and maintain the wine." So Azav Amrulei la'avua Rami alachamra b'mani dehava v'kasva. So she told her father, "Go put the wine in gold and silver barrels." So Vasakav, after some time, the wine, of course, spoiled, went bad. So Asav Amrulei, they told him, Amrulei the Barta. So the king now says to the kesar, says to the daughter, "Man Amrulei Chachachi, who told you, who gave you this great advice to put the wine in the gold and silver? It all got ruined." So Amrulei, so she says to her father, "Rabbi Yishuv ben Chananya told me this. Kru, call him over, I want to speak to him." So he gets summoned to the kesar. Amrulei, Amaya Amrasa, Amrulei Chachi, why'd you tell my daughter to put the wine in the gold and silver barrels? So Amrulei, so Yishuv ben Chananya responds back to the kesar, just like she said to me, I said to her, she called me ugly, I said, your wine's in ugly barrels. So Amrulei, v'ha'ika shapir de gemiri, so he says to her daughter, Amrulei, aren't there those who are beautiful, like Rabbi Yochanan, who have amassed a tremendous amount of chachma? So we see that you can be very attractive and still learn and retain a lot of Torah. So it says back, "I havasanu tfei havagmir." If he would have been uglier, or Rashi says, "I havasanu osam nam shem chachamim." If Tamei Chachamim would have been, uglier. Machlokes had to understand this, but if they would have been uglier, they would have been even greater Tamei Chachamim.
Less good looking.
Says the Gemara, Davar Acher. So another reason why these three liquids are unique, that they compare to Torah, that is water, wine, and milk. Mashlosha mashkim halalu ein nifsalin el behesach adas. Just like these three liquids do not become puzzle with hesach adas. So Rashi explains, what does that mean? Behesach adas, shim lo yishmarim yafe, if you don't guard them well, you nishpachim o nofel tochen davar ma, something's going to fall on them. V'nifsalim lishtos b'davar kal, and you won't be able to drink them anymore. Yosem yishemen v'dvash mitochshen avim tzafah psalas l'mala. As opposed to oil and honey, if something falls in, it just stays on the top. These things could fall deeper down inside because it's more liquidy, and you're not going to see it. So too, just like ein nifsalim, back to the Gemara, ein nifsalim el b'hesach hadas, only if you stop watching it, you're going to lose it. Af divrei Torah ein mishachin ela behesach hadas. So to Torah, you only forget it if you mamish give up. If you give up, you'll forget it.
I don't know what cold means.
When he's engaged in Torah, nothing else bothers him. Okay, so the Gemara explains behesach hadas. Rashi. Me against Harry.
No, God,
you know, so Rashi explains, what does it mean behesach hadas in regards to Torah? Im eino machzirin tam. If you don't constantly chazer, then you're going to forget. That's hesach hadas. But if you constantly chazer and chazer over and over, then you won't forget it. So just like wine, water, and milk require constant shmir, so to Torah requires constant shmir. Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rabbi Chama, rather, be Rabbi Chanina. Gadol yom kshamim kiyom shenivru shemayim v'arts. The day it rained is the day as if it's as great as the day the world was created. Shenemar harifu shemayim mimal v'shachakum yizlu tzedek. That when Kadosh Baruch Hu put the shemayim together and shachakum yizlu tzedek, and the water came flowing down, tiftach eretz v'yifru v'yeshev etztaka tatsmiach yachan ani Hashem b'rasiv b'rasim lo nemar el b'rasiv. Rasiv refers to it, the world, when the world was created. So we see from this connection of referring to rain that Shchokim Yizu is compared to the day that Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world. Then says the Gemara, Amar Rav Oshaya Gadol Yom Hakshamim Shafil Yeshua Par V'Ravabo. So great is the day it rains that even Yeshua, that we're anticipating, the ultimate Yeshua, begins to, the amount of Yeshua gets increased. What does that mean? Shenemar Tiftach Eretz V'Yifru Yesha. When the ground opens up, I guess, from the rain, we get all these zechuyos of Yeshua begin to build up. It becomes an ace ratzon, explains Rashi. It's an ace ratzon the day it rains. Interesting thing to know. Then the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Tanchum Bar Chanilai, Enak Shamim Yordan, Elo Imke Nimchul Avonoseim Shal Yisrael. It only rained if Klal Yisrael gets full mechila from Hashem, Shinemar, Ratisa Hashem Artecha, Sheva Shvus Yaakov, the Kadosh Baruch Hu has ritual, he forgives Klal Yisrael. So I'm not sure how this pasuk connects to rain, though.
At least in America, everybody's
a
tzaddikim.
What?
At least in America, everybody's a tzaddikim.
I think it only applies to Eretz Yisrael.
Well, here it says, Ratziti Hashem Artecha, it says, Nitratzita.
La, lo rid alei amatam.
Nitratzita doesn't go with a hey at the end?
What?
Shouldn't have a hay at the end?
No.
Okay. I'm not sure how this pasuk is referring to rain, but somehow this pasuk is referring to rain.
Rain is coming down next to
okay.
Right, that's compared to
rain. Uh-huh. Okay, I see.
It's compared to rain. Uh-huh.
That's how Kadosh Baruch Hu says Tisa Shartecha. It's only after there's already been Nasasa Avon Amcha, that's when it'll be Ratisa Hashem Artecha. Okay. So Amale Ziri. Ziri says, Midi Yahavis Larvina Asan Mihacha Masisala Animihacha. Just like you brought a source from there, we're gonna bring a source from another Pasuk, Masisala. Says the Pasuk Vata Tishma Ashmaim, Vishlachta Lachatas. Now you're gonna listen, the Shemaim is going to listen when you get Slicha Umechila. Same idea. This is all considered gata. Different types of gata. Some of gata is just psukim. Some of gata are stories. Whenever it's not halacha, there's not halacha, that's all considered gata. Amar Rabbi Tanchum, Braid Rabbi Chia. Ish kfar ako. Ein akshamim netzarim. The rain only stops. Ela imke nischaivu sonem shal Yisrael kliya. Only when the enemies of Israel, which refers to the Yerusham of Klal Yisrael, only when they've been they're deserving of being wiped out, that's when the rain stops. Shenemar tzaya gam chom yigazlu mime sheleg shel chatao. When they steal the snow and the rain, that's because they're the sins that cause this taking away of the rain. Amalei Ziri, Ziri says midyahavis la rivina asan mehacha masisla. Just like you learned from that pasuk, anu mehacha masisla. We learn from a different pasuk, the same idea though. Va'atzas hashemayim va'vat mehira, and the rain will stop and you'll be destroyed because of your sins. The rains will stop. The rain stops because the people did not do Truma and Maaser properly. Shenemar, or didn't do it at all. Shenemar, Toya Gam Mechom, Yigazu Mimei Sheleg. So how do we learn from this pasuk that refers to Trumos and Maisos? My mashma. So Tani, the Rabbi Shmuel, b'shvil dvarim shetzivisu aschem b'yemos nechama, because of things I commanded you in the summer, which was Trumos and Maisos, v'lasisam, and you didn't do, therefore you gazim michem mimei sheleg b'yemos hakshama. Therefore I'm going to take away the rain that's supposed to come during the rainy season. Now the truth is, Trumos and Maisos does not only take place during Yemos Hachama, Trumos and Maisos takes place during the entire year. But the Achronim explain that Trumos and Maisos versus Matnos Aniyim, those are two basic categories that we give from our grain. There's Matnos Kuna and there's Matnos Aniyim. Matnos Aniyim are always things that take place only during Yemos Hachama. It's always things that are not prepared yet. Peah, Leket, Shecha, these things are before prepared, always out in the field. Only during the summer months we give Manos Aniyim. Manos Kahuna are Trumos and Maisos where it's brought into the house already. It's a new stage. We bring it into your house, that's to say Pnei HaBayis, or you've made it into Chal, you've produced something. So since it's in your house, you could give Trumos and you could give Manos Kahuna the entire year, but Manos Aniyim only take place during the summer seasons, not during the rainy seasons. So they try to say, they try to figure out why they're calling Trumos and Maisos Yemos Chama, when in fact, really, Trumos and Maisos takes place during the entire year. It's really Matnos Aniyim which takes place exclusively during Yemos Hachama. So they try to figure out why that is. But it's a good thing to know, just in terms of those two categories, of Matnos Kuna are really Tishrei and An, Yemos Hachama, when it's in the house, and Matnos Aniyim are Yemos Hachama when it's in the summer, when still things are out in the field. It's a good way to conceptualize it. Okay, then the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, Ein hagshamim netzarin el b'shvil misapri lashon hara. The only reason why the rain stops is because those who speak lashon hara, shenemar ruach tzafon tichalel geshem, the northern wind will like remove the rain. Ufanim nezamim lashon seser, and because the lashon seser, because of the lashon hara that's been spoken, that's the cause of the rain stopping. Amar Rav Sala, Amar Rav Hamnuna, Ein hagshamim netzarin el b'shvil azipanim. Only becomes because Azi Panim. Shinemar Vayimno Revivim Umalkosh Lohaya, and the Malkosh, the rain stopped. Umetach Isha Zonahayala Chavagomer. Lashon Metach is another way to refer to Azi Panim. Person in his head is Gaiva, is brazenness. So that's what we see from this passage. It's because of the Metach, because of the Azi Panim, stops the rain. Vamar Rav Sela, Amar Rav Hamnuna, Kol Adam Shiesh Lo Azi Panim, Sof Nichshal Baveira. Any person who has Azaz Panim, that will in the end cause him to be nichshal, to violate an Avera. From this very same Pasuk, Shenemar, Umetach Isha Zona Hayalcha, the Metach, this Azaz Panim, will lead to being with the Zona. Then the Gemara says, Rav Nachman Amar, B'yadua Shenichshal Baver. Not that it will happen, it happens. You know it already had happened when you see Azaz Panim on a person. How do you know this? Shenemar, Hayalcha Vlo Nemar Yelcha, because he. Hoya, it happened in the past, not that it will happen to him. So if you see a person with Azaz Panim, you can know for sure that he violated an Avera. So Amar Rabba bar Rav Huna, he takes it a step further. Call Adam Shiesh Azaz Panim, Mutter Lekros Rasha. Not only that, but you could also call him a Rasha. Shenemar, Ha'ez Ha'ish Rasha Bifanav. You could call Azaz Panim a Rasha. And a step further of Nachman bar Yitzhak Amar, Mutter Lesnoso. Not only could you call him a Rasha. What?
Is it no shame or is it
gaiva? It's brazenness. So it's a combination of both.
It's
like
you're so haughty that you just feel you could do anything.
Sometimes a lot of chutzpah.
Chutzpah.
Yeah, person displays a lot of chutzpah.
The opposite of shame.
Yeah. Comes from gaiva. And but it's like a step further, where a person could look gaivadic, but once you like start expressing your gaiva and acting upon it, that's the stage of Azaz Panim, I think.
So it's higher than gaiva.
I think.
Right, gaiva is a state of mind, and Azaz Panim is acting.
Exactly. Acting out of gaiva, I would imagine, right? So, so we see all the different levels again. Azaz Panim is what stops the rain. Then it tells us that a person violated an Avera. And then the Gemara says you could call him a Rasha, and you're allowed to hate him. How do we know Mutter Lesnoso? So says the Gemara, Shenemar V'oz Panav Yisuno, Al Tikur Yisuno Ela Yisane. You can hate him. I'm not sure the difference between Yisuno, I'm not sure what Yisuno means versus Yisana, but the drash is you're allowed to hate such a person. Amar Rav Ketina, Ein Hagshamim Netzaren Ela B'Shvil Bitil Torah. Why does rain stop? Because people are being mevatel Torah. Shenemar batzal sim yamecha hamikara b'shvil atzlus, because of the laziness, not learning Torah. Shehayah b'Yisrael shel askim b'Torah nasa sona shakash baruchu mach. The enemies of Israel, referring to the ones who are not learning Torah, klai yisrael, become mach vein mach ela ani. They become poor. Shenemar v'machu me'achecha. And vein mikra ela karsh baruchu shenemar hamikara b'vayim al yosav. So karsh baruchu makes you poor. How does it make you poor? By not bringing rain, that makes farmers and everyone poor. So that's a result of being of atzlus of from bittul Torah. Rav Yosef Amar Mehocha, he brings another pasuk to support this idea, which says v'ata lo ru or behir hu b'shchakim v'ruach avra v'titarim. So now that you won't see any clear light, and vein or el Torah, shenemar ki ner mitzvah v'Torah or bar hir b'shchakim. So when there is no learning, no Torah, I guess there will be clear in the skies as well. There will be no clouds and no rain. So because of lack of learning, will be lack of rain. Okay. Then the Gemara says, Tana de Be'er Bishmal, Afilu B'Shah, Sherekia Nase Behurin, Behurin, Lohur Talamatar, Ruach Avra B'Titarim, takes a step further. He understands the word Behir different. I guess he explains the taitch of the word behir. Even if the sky, Rekia, is behurin behurin, which is, does Rashi explain what behurin means? Does the English explain what behurin means? Menumer ba'avim, it says. It's filled with clouds. Which I thought meant clear.
Behir is clear.
Right, but here, if you look at Rashi, where Rashi is behurim, see the last few narrow lines in Rashi. Afilu kishamayim behurim. Kimo Beheres, Beheres is like a teras, spots. Menumar ba'ovin v'rota lahorig gisham. Even if it looks like spotted, different than we said before, I think. Before we said it was clear. Now Tanan B'Yishmael says, no, it refers to spots in the sky. You have tons of clouds in the skies, and it looks like it's going to rain, if that's what it looks like. And then a person, mevatel Torah, ruach avra v'titarim, the wind's going to come and blow it and clear the sky, be metar them from the teras, and end up being a bad thing, causing there to be no rain. It's stealing that causes rain to stop. Shenemar, al kapayim kisa or ba'avon. So kapayim kisa or vein kapayim el chamas, taking, stealing. Shenemar, umina chamas asher b'kafeim. Vein or el matar, or refers to rain, interestingly. Shenemar, yafitz anan oro. So from this passage we see, because of akapaim kisa, because of stealing, it causes, oh sorry, akapaim, because of stealing, kisa or, it will cover the light, which means it will cover the rain. There will be no rain. That's what we learn from this passage. Matekante. So what's a person supposed to do if he needs rain, and all these things are stopping the rain? How does a person get the rain back? Says the Gemara, yarbe b'tfila, he's supposed to daven a lot. So interesting answer, I will get to the proof, shenemar, v'yitzav aleb b'mafkia. Vein pegiya el tefila. Pegiya refers to tefila. Shenemar vata al tisparle ba'ala amazev v'gomer ba'al tifka bi. So it's so interesting that they say that it's the Torah, that the davening that you need. So shouldn't it be the tshuva that you need? All these things are as a result of averos. So really the answer should have been the tshuva, not tefila. So I'm not sure the answer, unless you want to say that tefila, of course, is a certain aspect of tshuva that leads to tshuva. That, I would assume, would be pshat here. I think they're explaining here that you really need tshuva and tefillah. You need both together. It's not tshuva alone. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, which are days of tshuva, especially Yom Kippur, it's all filled with tefillah as well. So you need both tshuva and tefillah. I guess they felt tshuva was obvious. Tefillah is just there to assist the tshuva as well. I was wondering the same thing. Interesting. Sfas Emes says, as follows. You know what's shot with tefillah? If the guy does tshuva, so tshuva is enough. There's no more stealing. He says that it's a case where the gazlam did not do tshuva. Who should be yarbet tefillah? The tzaddikim should be yarbet tefillah. and their tefillah is going to be able to override the averus of the gazlanim. In Echanami, best thing is for a gazlan to do the tshuva. But that's not the case. What are we supposed to do when we have all these gazlanim among us? Our idea is when we daven hard, our davening could overcome their averus of gzela. Okay. So then the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Ami, my dichsiv, what does the pasuk mean when it says, Im kea habarzel, v'hulon panim kilkel? If the barzel, what gets dim, weaker? So im ra'isa rakia shakia kibarzel, if it becomes a hard like barzel, it like thickens like barzel, milahori tal matar, and from bringing down rain, meaning it becomes very dry and there's no rain, b'shvil ma'isa hador shein b'kukolim. It comes as a result of the actions of the generation that are so, mekulkel, corrupt, shenemar v'hulo panim kilkel. Based on the pasuk, so we see if there's no rain, it's because the generation is very corrupt. Mai tekantan, so what are you supposed to do? How are you supposed to get around this? Yisgabu b'rachmim, you're supposed to overcome it with rachmim. Shenemar v'chelim yagbir v'yisar n'hichshir chachma. Pasuk tells us to be strong like chayalim, like soldiers, to stand with davening. They're explaining, I'm seeing here on the side here, and it continues. V'yisun hachshe chachma kol shchein im huchshu maseim yekara. And certainly, if it will therefore it will be machshir the chachma from the beginning. So if you have rachmim, which they explain to being here at the side at least, refers to lashon of tefillah. If the person davens a lot, like we said before, then that's going to be able to machshir, make the generation roi to receive the rain. And kol shkein, certainly im huchshar miasem mikara, if they were already good from the beginning, then they won't cause any corrupt actions. And that's what's going to be able to bring the rain. It is early, but should we... not that early, it's early, I guess. Should we stop here, or...
Yeah?
Yeah? It was long? Okay, so we'll stop here, based on the Dayan Psak.
The whole Masechet is like this?